The Maze of the Beast. Locked in the small, brightly lit cave that Doom called the testing room, the three companions spent 3 weary days. A barred window was set into the heavy wooden door, and at all times a face stared through it, watching their every move. Their possessions were with them. Even their weapons had not been taken from them. Trays of food were pushed under the door, and they had plenty of water. But there was no privacy, no darkness, no peace. By the third day, even Barda was desperate. Jasmine lay curled on a bunk, her hands over her face. Cree sat in a corner of the cell, his wings drooping. Leaf paced in an agony of impatience, feeling time tick away. He cursed the day they had met Dane, then remembered that if it had not been for Dane, he, Barda, and Jasmine would all be dead. He cursed Doom's suspicion, then remembered his own shock when sweet little Marie had changed to a spectre bent on killing. But had Dane not said that Doom could sense an owl? If so, then Doom knew full well that Leaf, Barda, and Jasmine were what they seemed. Why then was he keeping them here? He wants to keep us by him. The 3-day test is an excuse, something the others in the cavern will accept and understand. He wants to know what we are up to. He hopes that after this we will tell him. The idea shone clearly in Leaf's mind. He knew it was the truth. Well, you are wrong, Doom, or whatever your name may be, he thought grimly. We will never tell you our cause. And that is because we still do not know whether you are friend or foe. They had lost track of time. They did not know whether it was day or night. But it was in fact exactly 72 hours and 5 minutes after they first entered the cavern that they heard a hiss from the window in the door. Peering through the bars was Dane, no longer bent with pain but upright and with his arm free of its sling. His face was set and determined, though Leaf saw that the fingers resting on the window were trembling. "The 3 days have passed," he whispered, as the three companions gathered by the door. "You no longer need to be watched. But Doom still delays setting you free. I do not know why, and I feel it is not right. I will lead you out of here, but only if you promise me that you will take me with you to Torah."